This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, July 28. Sellers were busy in the market Thursday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Todd Horwitz.
Today we're going to take a look at live cattle or fat cattle. And of course, the way we look at it, we think the bottoms are in here. Is we had the big sell-off down into the 90s, then we had the big rally, and then we got a little sideways pattern, and we had a little squeeze. And now I think if you look out to October, October fat or October live cattle is now something I think that you want to be a buyer of. I think the 112 level or so, or anywhere in there, even a little bit lower, is okay. I think when you look at it, the contango pattern that we're now starting to reverse to, we were in backwardation, which if you remember back in April, we saw that August cattle was trading at 106 when April was trading at 130. Well, that pattern is now starting to rotate over the other side, bringing us into a more bullish type of pattern here.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 2 at 479 and a quarter. September corn ended the day up 1.5 at 373 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day up 2, ranging from 514 and 3 quarters to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 10.5, ranging from 556 to 576. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 18.5, ranging from 811.5 to 856.5. Live cattle for September were up 20 cents at 113.77.5. August feeder cattle were up 187.5 at 149.32.5. And August class 3 milk was up a penny at 16.39. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.